What up, Whiskey Ginger fans? Welcome back to the show. We got a good one for you today. It's my boy Jan Pop in the studio. Giannis Pappas, Yanni Long Days, the Greek freak. Move over, Giannis Antetokounmpo. It is Giannis Papasso. This dude is hilarious. I love him so much. We heard the complaints on the previous podcast. I was out of town, of course. We pre-recorded this. The microphone was broken. Okay? He's going to sound a little canny. I apologize. We ordered a new microphone and we got a new one on the way, but it's going to sound a little canny. It's a little tough, but get used to it because it's funny. Okay? Get over it. It just is a little bad. Somebody broke the mic. I'm not going to say who, but we know who. We know who. We all know who. But I love this. I love this dude so much, and I'm happy that he came in. He got a little wild with me because we had a few soda pops, and that's how it goes with Yanni Pop. It's all in good fun. You want to see me on the road? Yeah, baby, come out. I'm out there right now. Atlantic City, Houston, Madison, Boston, Nashville. We're adding dates as we go. Go to AndrewSantino.com. AndrewSantino.com for tickets. I'm on the road. Come out and see me. Let's do this thing. You want more content like this? Go to Patreon.com/WhiskeyGingerPodcast. That's where you get the solo episodes as well as the Zooms for the top tier where we sit down and we chat and we smoke and we drink and we hang out once a month. It's very fun. But come see me on the road. AndrewSantino.com is where you get those tickets. AndrewSantino.com. Nowhere else. Enough rambling from me. Let's go to the episode.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You're that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers are hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Whiskey Ginger. My guest today is one of my favorite people on earth. I say that from, I guess, but I mean it once again today. It's Jan Pop, Giannis Pappas, back in Smelly.
Have you ever done an audition for one of those? Like a fast talking?
No, but should I
that was,
one of those cars? What are the cars available in all of the cities? Let me try to read something.
Did you do coke today or no?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Let me see. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the cornerstone of the birth of the nation, epitomized by the American bald eagle, the nation has come to represent the freedom, spirits, independence of the individual, given to the world the product. But yeah. Pretty good.
Is that a talent you knew you had, or am I part of a moment in history in your life?
I want you to be, so I'm going to say yes.
Okay. So you knew you could talk fast.
I always have talked fast. People on the show are like, he's on Adderall.
Yeah.
He's on coke. First of all, I've never done coke. That's literally what...
But Adderall daily.
Never done Adderall.
No.
No, never done either. Yeah. But coke is the one you feel like I have to defend more. Adderall is like, everybody does Adderall. I don't do it. I've never done it. But coke, people are like, you've never done coke? Never. You've done coke.
No, I don't.
Jan?
Yeah.
Jan?
Yeah. But I thought it was chopped up Ritalin.
Sure.
And it ended up being coke. You know what I love about whiskey?
What do you love?
You know what I love about it? It's you start to get older, you get married. There's something to when you smell women aren't around. When you smell whiskey, there's like, you know, there's no women around.
Look at that.
That's what the smell. The smell reminds, you know how you affiliate smells with certain things? You smell like a girl you in love with lotion and it's like when I smell whiskey, I'm like, it's a guy's night.
It's a
guy's night.
You know what? You reminded me of, there was the flight attendant on the flight back yesterday.
You still flying Spirit or no?
I'm flying. I'm flying Spirit. They let me fly the whole plane.
You told me it would,
I'm saving some money.
That's funny. If you go to the Spirit and they're like, you want to fly?
Sir, you pay the extra $55 to fly? I sure did. Let's go, baby. Everyone's like, ooh, Mike.
No, other airlines, you get a little more leg room. Spirit, you can fly.
So good. And I was like, I know that smell, but I couldn't pinpoint it. You know, like there was a woman in your life at some point that used to wear that, whatever she was wearing.
Yeah.
God, it brought me to that place where I was like, who was that? It was like a girl maybe I was in love with when I was in high school or something, had something that smelled like that. You
smells
know?
Are always big for me.
Yeah.
Even if like a girl was rotund.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And the thicker, the more rotund girls, the tendency to smell better because I think they were more aware
of their smell.
Of that, they're going to sweat more.
And who smells the worst though? Skinny people to me smell the worst. Very, very skinny people.
White
always
people
smell
to
the
me.
Gross. Whites?
Yeah, they smell like wet dogs.
What brand
Black
of
people
white?
Are right.
What brand of white?
All white, shaggy haired. They smell like, you go to a bar and it's mostly white. It smells like wet dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would say the whites that smell the worst are really skinny. Greeks are bad.
Yeah.
Greeks are gross.
Worst.
If we're talking from Europe, I would say you guys probably take the cake or
Slavs.
Slavs.
Yeah, they're gross. Yeah, you guys are good.
The Irish, well.
You don't smell. There's always a hint of alk.
Yes.
There's always a hint of alk.
A little bit of boozy.
Yeah,
boozy.
Smell the booze, but you guys don't sweat that much. You're hairless.
We're,
so like
we're
the
hairless
Chinese.
Creatures.
Chinese are hairless, but they do have, they smell like
that.
Fish.
No hair.
No hair, yeah.
No hair.
And you guys are in north, they're north, so it's very cold,
no
windy.
Sun.
So you don't sweat a lot because it's, no sun. You guys, and that's why I like eating, in my past, I preferred Scandinavian buse.
Oh, you really?
I prefer it.
Why?
Because it tends to be fumeless.
Oh, no stink.
Yeah.
No stink.
Yeah, and I just think it's because of the weather. I think it's just cold out there. It's not a biological thing. I think it's just the weather. It's always cold there. And so it's like, there's a breeze there.
It's fine, right.
There's a natural coolant. There's a natural coolness to it. And
so
also
you think
the blonde
South America girls, they got to shower 3-4 times a day. It's hot, down there.
I'm no biologist, you know, I'm not Richard Dawkins, but I think.
Let's pretend that you are.
Okay.
Richard?
Yes.
Brazilian girls.
No, women are women, men are men. And there is no
period.
God. Yeah.
That's it. Well,
Christopher Hitchens went nowhere.
Do you believe in God, by the way?
I believe in Allah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Praise be.
Of course. I mean, if you tell me, if there was an expo of religions and each one had a booth,
yeah,
which one are you joining? Buddhism, life is shit? No.
No.
Christianity, can't fucking jerk off. You may get touched by a priest.
No.
Islam, 72 versions of
Boom.
Your... I'm taking it. So
stop right there. That's it.
I'm taking it. I'm fucking taking it.
All I have to do is get into the kingdom.
And you can't draw a picture of the prophet? I can't draw anyway.
Yeah,
I'm
bad. I'm stick figure anyway.
Yeah, I can't
what
do it anyway.
Do?
Yeah, I mean, if I drew it, people wouldn't even know it was him. I would have to draw his name.
And just write it, the prophet?
Yeah.
I talked heavily about this weekend because I was in Salt Lake. Uh-huh. And man, the Mormon thing, I was really trying to puzzle piece together. And this one of the kids on the show with us, the guy who hosted Jordan, great dude, funny comic. He was kind of, you could tell they feel guilty in front of non-Mormons because they're like a little embarrassed.
That they're brainwashed, yeah.
But it's like, but also you're like, I grew up Catholic. I was like, bro, we're worse than you guys.
No.
It's just not on display the way they are.
But here's the difference.
Come on, dude, the priest pushing around $40 billion and kids all over the place.
Respect the hustle.
I do.
You got to respect the hustle.
Financially, I think it's a great move.
I mean, it is a great.
Pay them off and shut up.
Yeah, they're selling hope. It's a great, it's a hope
it
store
is.
Selling hope. And here's the thing. There's a mystique to our religion.
Right.
Robes. Jesus.
Candles.
His name is Jesus. It's a good name.
It's a really good
Virgin
name.
Virgin Mary. Good story. They follow a guy named fucking Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
I mean, how stupid you got to be to fucking hitchhike across country with your leader's name is Joe Smith.
By the way, do you know about him? Do you know he was like a kick?
I know
out of
he
New
was
York?
A fucking journeyman in basketball, and that's it.
He got kicked out of New York upstate New York for being like a scam artist.
Really?
Yeah, he kind of was
L. Ron Hubbard of his day.
But was like very much someone that communally they were like, oh, this guy's always trying to find the next snake oil.
Uh-huh.
Truly.
Uh-huh.
And he was a genius. He finally suckered a bunch of people into feeling this. You got to give 10% of your money. And they go, well, what if we can't afford it? He says, no problem. You can give any percent. But if you want to get into Celestial Castle of God, you got to give 10.
Yeah.
So how cool is that to go, look, you don't have to give 10. You won't be with us, but you're in.
Yeah.
You're in.
Smart business. Smart sales.
I mean, honestly, that's what they do at nightclubs.
Yeah.
No, you're getting the nightclub.
Yeah.
But I want to be near the big table with the people and the girls. Yeah. That costs more.
Yes.
But you're in the nightclub,
you're in,
bud.
And you get to look.
And you get to look at us.
So then you covet it because you want to get in.
Don't you feel good now?
Yes.
See? Yeah.
It is a good... Let me ask you a question. Would you follow a guy cross country named Stephen?
Yep.
You would.
Stephen. Like Stephen Colbert. Stephen.
Yeah, Stephen. I would follow a guy named Stephen more than I would Stephen. Yeah.
Stephen, I don't know if I trust. I just
Stephen's
don't trust
just too plain. It's like, I know Stephen.
I know him
I'd
very
follow
well.
A guy named Jesus. I'd follow a guy named originally Muhammad.
Muhammad,
I would follow that guy. I'm not following Joe.
What is Joe going to bring up that you think he's going to do? He found tablets and a hat. Wasn't that right? He said, this is what they said.
Yeah,
let me tell
really?
You something. That guy, if he was alive to see his business dealings, motherfucker built a business, dude.
He did.
I just read an article the other day. During the pandemic, when everybody's dying and sick and scared, they amassed $10 billion.
Hats off. They're like Amazon, the Amazon religion.
Bucka.
You know what's funny? When you're in Salt Lake City, have you ever walked around to that big fucking temple?
Did it.
So when you're walking around, like these hot chicks just come up to you and start talking to you.
Correct.
And I thought it was me.
No.
And then you realize they're proselytizing. Mm-hmm. But at first I'm like, damn, I must be having a good hair day.
I said this to them while I was there in Salt Lake and I had a great time. I sold out the shows. Right. We had a blast.
By the way, Salt Lake City for you, you blend in.
Well, look at me.
Yeah.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, you blend in. It's the only time people aren't going, look at that fucking redhead over there, which you don't know is happening, but happens every single time. People go, ah.
Yeah, they scared. Even when I saw you, I said, yeah. And you go,
and
I went, good to see you.
Initial reaction, your brain's got to take a second to adapt and go, Jesus, that's unique.
Hey, man, I'm a sexy dude, okay?
You're a very fucking sexy dude.
But also, let's say this.
It angers me because also you want to look longer because you're a good-looking dude with red hair.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a trick.
It's a magic eye.
It's like fucking.
It looks like a magic eye. Yeah. Like you have to pull out to see the real photo. Yeah.
You like I know stand what you mean. Out and you're handsome.
Thank you, you sweet boy.
Yeah.
Ditto.
Yeah.
By the way, the people though in Salt Lake, they look more Aryan than anyone I've ever seen. You think Austrians and all that look Aryan? Hitler's wet dream was actually Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Because they have a million little kids with all little blonde. They're all perfect little blonde kids. It's brilliant what they've done over there. They've really tricked the system and there's zero culture. The city was so much fun. The people that came to the shows, they took everything on the chin. That's what I like that I made fun of it constantly. But you're talking, they had a bar. We went to a jazz bar or whatever. I'm like, oh, this is the whatever. I don't even know what it's called. And there was like a band playing. And I thought, all right, maybe we'll get some good ass jazz music. You know, like maybe, right? And they had a white girl up there. So it was like all black jazz. And then the white girl was the singer. And I'm thinking, I bet you she can wail. If they're cool with her, she can wail. And she's up there sounding like me. She's
ooh.
Like, you gotta be out there in this hit. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
It was so bad. And I was like, are they doing that because that's the only gig in town and they just have to do it?
She might be the only one left still in Salt Lake City who had talent. Because everyone who has talent leaves those cities.
Gets out, yeah.
Yeah, that's why when you go to any city, you're just going to the leftover looks. Because everyone good looking goes to LA, New York, yeah. Miami.
I'm glad I already played the city. They'd all be like, what? Is that what you feel? No, but you know what I just said about them? All the women there, like you said, are beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm serious. But so many of the guys are so haggard looking. It's
and
the
their pussies
men.
Are tired from pushing out babies.
Yep, just blup, blup, blup,
I mean,
blup,
it's like
blup.
10, 11, 12.
12
I mean, pussies going,
cheer.
Give me a year off. God damn it. I mean, there needs to be some fucking labor laws for my pussy.
They do. They do. And
they need to form unions and be like, you know what? Give us a year off. Mm-hmm. We can't keep making Mormons.
We did it.
Yeah, we did it. You got 10. At some point, you got to 86 somebody's pussy. Be like, you've had too much to drink. Yeah,
yeah, you got
to
cut
more.
It off.
No more babies for you.
How many? What are you? You're one of how many?
Five black kids. Yeah.
Five. That's too many.
No, I'm one of three. I'm one of three Greeks.
Okay. Three Greeks and two.
But since it's Greeks,
yeah,
you should consider it six because three is too many Greeks. Don't you agree?
I said one is enough.
One's enough. So if you have three Greeks, other people go, ugh, and they go, that's like six people.
Will you have a sitcom one day? It's called Giannis Pappas, One is Enough.
I will definitely have a sitcom one day in 1992. I can't wait.
What would my sitcom be called if they were going to give me a sitcom?
I would call it, what'd you say? I want a little snifter?
Mm-hmm. A little snifter, yeah.
It would be called a little snifter.
I want a little snifter. Just give me a little snifter.
Yeah, just a little snifter. I think your sitcom would be called a little snifter.
Well, they say like two or three fingers of whiskey is what you say. So I think three fingers is really nice.
Yeah.
That'll get taken out of context.
And every episode would be like, does he drink too much? Like, no, he always has this little snifter.
Just a little snifter.
Just a little snifter. But that's the thing. It's ambiguous because you always have it.
Yeah.
But it's a little. So you're going like, if he's drinking a little, and then somebody else goes, wait, but he's drinking all day a little.
Yeah,
and you go, but it's still a little.
But it's spread out.
It's spread out, yeah.
Right? That was what it was in the 50s and 60s, 40s and 50s. You were allowed to have a drink at 10 a.m.
And backhand your wife if she didn't have the garlic right. Yeah.
Where's the garlic bread?
Yeah. You'd come home from work and you'd put on that voice. And
see, that's what the Catholics did right. We were allowed to do all that stuff, man.
And discipline children pretty good, too.
Hit them.
Teach them to teach. And they also taught them how to keep a secret. Which is an important lesson. You can't just go fucking blabbing your mouth.
No.
You got to be trustworthy. People got to know they can count on you.
How many times did your parents, did your father
rape me? Not many times.
Well, you know.
Yeah. We're not Catholic.
No. Well, no.
Can you say we're Chicago accent? Catholic.
We're not Catholic.
I love the Chicago accent.
No, we're not Catholic. Honestly, we went down to Joe's Parish, and they're over there yelling, hooping, and hollering out front, you know. Just because Marjorie's out there, she got a divorce. You know that? Her brother died.
Yeah.
What'd he die of? He said, what do you think? Cancer. It's clipping us all. Right to the bar. They're always out of breath, by the way. What do you think? Cancer is clipping us all. They can't even get it. They're done because the cholesterol is clogging it up. It's the greatest city on earth, by the way.
Yeah, it's.
I miss Chicago so much.
It's clean. It looks like New York's brother, who's like went to private school and
got a good education.
Got a good education. He looks like the good son, and then the New York looks like the son who's like going to Apex Tech online.
You don't get me, Dad. I'll do whatever I want.
Yeah, dabbled in heroin a little bit. Yeah,
yeah. If you guys are Bitcoin, right?
Yeah.
Chicago is just is commercial real estate.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You guys are like this, like wild and free, and maybe it's going to work. It's huge. In Chicago, everyone in the Midwest is like, I got a good job. I got good kids. I got a good house. I got a good family. It's just like a secure, tight little box.
Chicago's like Logan Paul. New York is like Jake Paul.
That's exactly right.
That's what it is.
That's exactly right.
I think that's a good idea. That's Litty for the kids. I think the kids, I don't know what your demographic
trying to stay
is.
Lit.
Yeah, stay lit, dead ass.
And Los Angeles.
Los Angeles is America's anxiety.
Los Angeles is.
Yeah.
Is,
I got yelled at three times since I've been here for my mask being off.
Put your mask on.
One time, me and the guy, he yelled at, first of all, I was walking down the street.
First of all, you had COVID and you got the vaccine.
Yes.
What more do they want?
Yes.
What more do you want?
What more do you want?
Guy? If you get it now and you die now.
Yeah, I deserve it.
Well, it's more than that. It's more like that's what's happening.
Right.
We can't. If you get the vaccine and you already had it because you had the antibodies, your body built up something to it. I don't know what more people are looking for.
I don't know what you want from me.
That's it. You did the thing. I'll wear the mask inside the place out of respect.
Yeah.
But also, once I've covered the bases, what could you want me to do now?
Yeah. It made me feel a lot of empathy for Hispanic Americans who have to deal with that type of, let me see your papers. It almost felt like he was saying, let me see your papers. I was like, you want to see my vaccine card, guy?
You look like you might have been a border jumper. I'm not going to lie.
I mean,
you do got a little bit of brown in your skin. Yeah. You got brown enough that you might have had a border jump.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I would be a Hispanic.
When did you cross? That's what they say. When did you cross?
When did you cross? Yeah.
What's your cross date?
And so he fucking popped into my area. I was walking down an empty street. He pops out of the car. He goes, where's your mask, buddy? He goes, that's real cool. I don't care about other people. I go, I'm vaccinated. And I was like, are there any people around? There was no people
that's
around.
Insane.
And then he goes, me too. I go, so what are we talking about, guy?
Yeah, what do you want to hug?
You're
now?
Vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. You know, let's fucking kiss.
I don't understand the idea that people are yelling at other people outside to me. So I run in my neighborhood. I've talked about it on here ad nauseum. I get looks. I'm running without a mask.
You look like it. You look in shape.
Thanks, Papa.
Yeah.
But you're nowhere near me. Where's your mask? I'm running outside near nobody.
Right.
I don't live in Manhattan. I don't live in downtown Chicago.
Right.
We live in the suburbs of LA.
Right.
Nobody's around me. So when I get looks like, and I've gotten people do this to me. They do this like mask and then fuck you.
Oh God, there's a
what?
Sign language
I'm
for
outside.
It? Yeah.
I'm out. Yeah, this is the new sign for.
Yeah. Has anyone mask, called them you? Cuntifornians yet?
Cuntifornians?
Yeah.
No, but it's coined.
There it goes.
Coin it.
Yeah.
That's so good. Mint it and NFT it.
I will. I'll NFT
Look
that.
Look in the camera right now.
I don't understand what NFTs are. Is that boomer in me? Am I a boomer?
Yeah.
Do you know what an NFT?
Well, you are a boomer. And B, can I explain it to you?
Yes.
As fast as I can.
Yes. Can you do it in the fast guy voice?
Dipshits on the internet take something that's basically an internet meme or a tweet or anything like that that could be considered digital art. And what they basically do is they mint it. And after they mint this thing, it can be considered one time. Algorithms then would shut it down from being duplicated in any other sale like that. And then once they mint it once, you can only sell it one time. And that's what it is. One piece of art that's digital. It's not tangible. It's on the internet. That's it.
That's one of the most amazing. Like, that's a talent, dude.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's a talent.
What it essentially is they mint a thing, a tweet, a picture, an item, a meme, anything you want. You mint it, right?
Uh-huh.
Once it's minted officially, that's one of one. The algorithms in the blockchain make it so that it cannot be copied again.
Uh-huh.
So you're buying digital art, but it's not digital art that could be duplicated again.
How can they block it for China from making a version to sell on Canal Street?
Apparently, they will. Well, here's the difference, by the way, truthfully, real talk. The difference in that, in what Canal Street is like what we grew up with, like going to get Folkleys, you know, the fake ass Oakleys and shit for $6.
Right.
Whatever. You're like
Snikes.
Yeah, Snikes. Those are tangible, just like art is tangible. This is a tangible piece of art by Ted Munce, great artist.
Right.
Tangible, you can feel it.
Right.
This is online. So they've made an algorithm so you cannot copy it again online. You could make something that is the same thing, but there's only one of the one that you're buying. There's only one of those things. Whereas in art, I know it's the one, I can touch it. This one has to be minted and verified by this program and algorithm so it can't be copied again.
I mean,
do I know what I'm talking about?
No.
No fucking way.
But no, I think you do, but I think we've gotten to the point in our economy where we're just making shit up now. We're making money up. That doesn't. I've heard there's kids buying real estate online.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And
my 7-year-old nephew just bought a house in Topanogos.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. You're buying land that doesn't exist. We're buying money that's invisible. And now we are fucking selling art that you're saying cannot be reproduced. Are you kidding me? The government can watch me jerk off the porn I shouldn't be watching.
They do.
They can fucking steal all my information.
Yep.
They can do all this stuff. But you tell me some guy can't reproduce an image?
They're saying you can. You could do it a million times. But the only one that has purchasing power is the one of one that's been minted, right? The only one that has any sort of validity financially is the one that was minted. I saw someone put up a piece of 3D rotating art, right?
Yeah.
Anybody with a computer program, young kids, they can make these by the dozens
right.
a day, thousands of rotating cool 3D animated art. But there's only one that's been minted by the original artist that could be sold.
Right. Are you making NFTs?
I don't even know what I would make. Somebody asked me
let's
that.
Let's think
said,
of it now.
What would I? Okay, let's make one.
It would be a whiskey ginger?
Yeah. Me pouring whiskey in a glass, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a loop. It's a boomerang.
Yeah.
Dad. That sounds like a dad.
Yeah.
Do you boomerang on Instagram?
Or maybe you doing your Norman impression.
Comedy.
Yeah. And just that, I click right there.
Comedy.
Yeah, that look. And
hey,
yeah.
Good to be here. I'm gay.
Yeah.
I can't wait to have him on the show and just do that to him again. He's coming out to LA and I'm just going to do that to him the whole time.
Yeah.
And he'll comedy.
He always laughs and looks
He goes,
aha. Yeah.
It's off and away.
Yeah.
Because he's really saying it's not that funny.
Yeah.
He has to look away to tell you it's not that funny.
Yeah. I just had him on my podcast. He's a great guy. I've known him a long time.
Check out the Yanni Long Days. They're very long days.
Long Days podcast.
Long Days podcast. It's delicious. It's beautiful. You're on the move now. You're on the prowl, dude. You on the internet. You just singularly to the camera with a green screen in the background.
You like that?
Yeah, it's just fun. It's a good way into your brain. It's like I get a window into your brain.
Yeah, it's not a great place to live. But it's a fun.
But I'm not
to
you. I get to
by.
Visit.
You visit it,
right? Yeah, you're like Disneyland.
Yeah,
I don't want to work there. But yeah. I'll take my kid there.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got to do everything. You got to run concessions there. Yeah. You got to put on the costume.
All my thoughts are similarly at Disneyland. When you take the costumes off, there's just undocumented workers under there. All my thoughts are undocumented,
yeah,
but they're just costumed. Yeah,
but that's fine.
Have you ever seen those pictures where like the you see like it's Mickey Mouse on like a smoke break and it's just some fucking dude. Mexican dude like
yeah great to be here. Hi, good to see you. Mickey, is that Mickey?
In here, we pour whiskey.
Don't you wish there was a pocket-sized thing that you could just carry around and get a little bit of peace and mindfulness in the middle of the day? Well, there is. It's your mobile cellular device. Go ahead and download that Headspace app, and that's going to take care of all of the things we are talking about. Headspace is awesome. Look, I know a lot of people talk about meditation, and they've tried it, and it doesn't work because they've sat on a yoga mat, you know, in their apartment staring at the wall for an hour and a half, and they just hear the noises outside, and their head won't shut up. This helps knock that out. That's amateur stuff. You got to get to the big leagues, baby. Headspace does you the best job that it can to create the one and only meditation app that's advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. This is real stuff. This is not hocus pocus, pulling up in a wagon, goofing around stuff. This is real. This isn't snake oil. It's very legit. Their approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, increase your overall sense of well-being, and much, much more. I've had trouble falling asleep because I have anxiety. I use Headspace, and I got to tell you, it helps. Their SOS is great if you're in the middle of the day and you need a three-minute boost. But I use it to get to bed at night because that's what I need, is to calm down, turn off the jets, and let it slow down. And they can help you do this, not just for yourself, but also with your children. If you got little niños, you got little pequeño people running around the house, you can help them calm down at the end of the night by using Headspace. It really is incredible. Please try it. You really should. It's worth it. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/whiskey. That's headspace.com/whiskey for a free one-month trial. It's free. Access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every single situation. This is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/whiskey today. Whiskey Ginger fans, have you experienced existential dread? Is the world going to end? What's going to happen? Who knows? We don't know. It's overwhelming. I know. Trust me. I have anxiety. I get creeped up in my skin, and I don't like it. I get uncomfortable. I feel nervous. You get hot. You got a little hot flash, like you're going through meno or something. But instead, you just freaked out because you got high levels of anxiety. Luckily, you don't have to curl up in a ball and cry like a little baby every time you get them scaries. Every time you get them anxiety scaries. Now is the time to use CBD products to make your questionable decisions more bearable. Trust me, this is very much worth it. The Sunday Scaries has got you covered. If you haven't tried CBD and you don't know what it is and you don't know anything about it, this is the way to do it. I got to tell you, it's perfect for people that are on the go, students, people that have heavy work schedules, creatives, or if you're just someone that's you know, a normal human being and understands that the world is kind of scary sometimes. It's time to dominate 2021 scare-free. Get 25% off at sundayscaries.com, promo code whiskey. That's really good. 25% off. Go to sundayscaries.com, get 25% off. Use that promo code whiskey. 25% off at sundayscaries.com, promo code whiskey. Thank you, Sunday Scaries, for making Sundays chill again.
Ginger. I like gingers.
There was a great painting a friend of a friend had at their apartment years ago. I remember I was in the kitchen and I was stoned and I was looking on their fridge. It was beautiful. And I offered to buy it and they wouldn't give it to me. It was a hand painting of a bird's eye view of America's Funniest Home Videos, the set, you know, like this.
Yeah.
And bird's eye view, because you could see the audience clapping and laughing at video. But behind it was, you know, these fake walls we have in Hollywood to show the back of the stage. And Bob Saget was leaning against it with one hand on his head like this and a cigarette in his mouth.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is such a cool.
That is very cool.
I was like, can I have that? And I remember they were like, oh, dude, it's a friend did it or whatever. I was like, man, what a beautiful, because you know, that's how that feels.
Right.
He's got to be like, oh, how crazy was that video? You know what I mean? Like, you got to put out the cigarette and just die a little bit when he goes around the... Yeah. I know what that is. That moment. That kid, you know?
You know, his career, his comedy is actually a perfect example.
100%.
The duality of entertainment. Yes, yeah.
Because like, people that don't know, Bob Saget, to people that don't know, is like, they think he's this like, and Michelle and the Twins.
Well, because he played that and that's what people know him for.
But much before that, when he was a Comedy Store regular, when he was a guy at the club and living in a store, he was a filth bucket.
And he still is.
But you know what's so funny? Yeah. Could you imagine today, name the filthiest comic we know today, truly. Like, who do you think off the top of your head, who has like the dirtiest act?
I would say Jason Rouse.
Rouse.
Yeah.
Okay. Rouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be like NBC being like, right, let's give this guy a clean show.
Right.
And it was insane that they even gave Bob Saget that. You're a dad of three girls with a widowed, and you're a widow. It's like, why?
Yeah.
He's the opposite because he had the look, maybe. But it's weird to see that because today you would never. In fact, when they book you for a sitcom today, they scrub your Twitter.
Yeah.
They want to make sure you never even said, you know, like even slight shit. You can't even be like, I'm, you know, my black friend took me to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. They're like, delete it.
Right.
You know, like they'll scrub you, these major networks. Back then, I couldn't believe that. He was on stage talking about pussy.
Oh, yeah.
All sorts of shit. Yep. Nobody cared.
The thing that the entertainment business from yesterday doesn't understand is that the internet has opened this door and it's not going to be closed. And what it basically has opened is like with podcasts and whatever content you're making.
Right.
It's like they're seeing, we're doing the what we do live.
Yeah.
It's like seeing us live. We're uncensored. Yeah. We say whatever we want. So now people are just seeing who we really are. You can't just turn that off and show up on television and be like, howdy, kids.
Hope you didn't hear my last podcast.
Yeah. You can't.
Yeah.
It's just the door's open.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. None of those people were clean.
No.
None of that. Like,
no.
So the networks are going like, you know, you got to be clean. It's like, you know, you got to be clean like this guy was like, that guy, Johnny Carson used to get so drunk and sexually assault women.
Yes.
He would like grab, not assault, but I don't know, but he would like grab tits.
Yeah.
He would fucking yell at people. Yeah. I'm Johnny Carson. He'd get drunk and throw shit at people.
Right.
And it's like.
Ed McMahon used to black out.
Yeah.
Black out. Ed McMahon used to black. People that don't know Ed McMahon, watch Johnny Carson. This is a real thing. Car services, do you know this? In Hollywood are partially because of Ed McMahon. He drove home, got into a car accident. They were like, this can't happen. If you guys are drinking afterwards or hanging out with guests, you have to get a car service. The studios get car services, so they're not responsible if you have a couple of soda pops. Carson started that.
Wow.
You got a car to Carson because they were afraid.
Interesting.
If you drove home, you're fucked.
He was a drunk.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, he was a drunk.
By the way, Ed McMahon did what? How many years of Carson? I don't even, I wish I knew. I off the top of my head, right? How many years? And made
a million.
Back when you were making, back when you did one TV show and you became a multi-millionaire.
Yes.
Right? You did one. They're like, didn't you have a sitcom? You're like, yeah, and I bought four houses.
Yeah, yeah.
Ed McMahon did Carson for so long and died, rest in peace, with his house foreclosed upon because he was so broke.
Wow.
How do you blow it that, I mean, dude, they were throwing money at these guys. This is when deals, and this is something I talked to Segura about. This is the inequities in our business, if you want to know. Features for stand-up comics, guys that we bring on the road, if you're a headliner, features get paid the same amount today than they got in the 80s.
Yeah.
You want to talk about how fucking insane
that's
that
not
is?
Even adjusted for inflation. So not only are you getting paid the same.
Same.
You're getting paid less.
Less.
Because
way less.
And that's the same thing with spot pay.
Right.
It's like, that's the thing that always pissed me off. It's like, not only are you not giving us a raise, we're making less because every year you're supposed to adjust for inflation and they don't. They're just like, here's 75, here's 25.
That's what
I mean, in fucking Los Angeles, you guys got paid what? Like a half a chicken finger and $7?
We've got a wink and a nod.
I mean, if they gave me a check for $7, I'd be like, just fucking use it to start your fireplace.
Well, people don't even know. And it's funny. Now we're talking a lot about it.
Yeah.
But it's, you looking for your glasses?
Yeah, it's like, where are my glasses? Right, oh, they're here. I just didn't want to lose. I didn't want to lose
it.
Them.
It was
yeah.
cute. Look at this. Yeah. I saw you do it. You clutched
yeah.
your purse.
Yeah. You know how old you're getting based on how much you put on and take off your glasses. You can count your age based on how many times you do this.
You do that.
You
wipe it.
Yeah, yeah,
wipe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, people don't talk about it, but we used to not talk. We were afraid to talk about it, but now people don't care.
No.
Now we're going to go, yeah, they gave us $15 when we performed.
I mean, it's insane.
That's comical.
Yeah, it's comical. And they go, well, it's an opportunity. It's like, no, everyone's
about?
In the room to watch
us.
What we're doing.
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always had a problem with that.
Well, we always
And I don't know
too.
This one. What's this one? What's this one? On the weekend, I get 75, but during the weekday, I get 25? Audience is sold out?
Right.
What's that about?
What is that about?
What the fuck
and
is that about?
It's such bullshit.
And we just go there. Yeah, I'm just happy to
thank
be
you.
Here. Yeah,
happy
thank
to
you.
Be here.
Yeah,
is
I'm just
phrase,
walking on eggshells.
It's a phrase that can fuck off into space.
And it's over because now comics have all the fucking leverage because of the internet.
Well, because
we bring the fans.
Well, because
you're Mr.
We want
to fucking sell out right now. I was just at the Addison Improv and they were like, you did pretty good, but guess who's here next weekend is fucking Santino
sold out in minutes.
I said, holy shit, is Prince coming back from the dead? They said, no, it's Santino.
It's Santino.
I mean, fucking, you're selling out good and hard.
You know what though? You know why, what it proves to me genuinely
what?
Is that fans get to dictate what comedy they really want.
That's the best.
It used to be, oh, you got to get approved by the people. They got to say yes. The Netflix is the Comedy Centers that everyone we fought for our whole lives. And by the way, not to devalue those things, I'm happy I worked with them in my past, but they know now the difference is the fans are going to decide. I think people are tired of being told who they're supposed to like.
I think they are. And that's
fuck it. Come see either of us do a show and then you'll go, right, now I get.
Right.
Now it makes sense that I don't have to have something shoved down my throat from a network and four or five hand-selected people that have, you know, ranked their way up, that they're the only ones that get to decide who you see. Fuck that.
No.
Dude, you know who I give credit to? Jay Leno. I read an interview about him one day. They said, why aren't you doing a Netflix special at the height of everyone from his generation doing it? Ray Romano got, you know, was doing one, and Seinfeld put up another one. And he's like, oh, I never wanted to do a special. And they were like, why? And he's like, well, I reached a point when I never wanted to do another one. And then I just said, if you really like me, I want you to come see me live.
Right.
And I was like, that's a pretty bold. I'm not saying that's my thing, but or that's going to be what I want to do. But it resonated because I was like, yeah, man, come see us live. The thing on the internet and the computer is never going to be as good as us live.
Comedy is best when you're a part of it.
You're there.
You're a part because you're actually a part of it.
Right.
We feel you.
Right.
You feel us.
Right.
And it can't be replicated, can't be captured on camera.
It's just not the same.
It's just not the same.
Any set you've ever done on TV, even if it was your
not
best TV
same.
Set that you've ever done, I still know even the set where I go, Giannis ripped on that, whatever it was, half hour, whatever it is, I still know that I'll go, nah, he's better live.
Well, everyone's better live.
But I just know when you have a friend that does it, you can even tell, you can go, man, he destroyed. And it's even better live.
You're right.
I wish more fans knew that. You're like, sometimes when someone does a recording or an album or whatever, and they're like, yeah, it was okay. And you're like, yeah, of course it was okay. Even my favorite comics, a lot of their shit's okay.
Right.
On when I see it recorded.
I mean,
the last special that ripped me to shreds.
You told me about it.
Huh?
Margaret Cho's.
It's actually Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho.
She's from Mr. Cho. It's a character from Mr. Cho.
Right.
Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho.
the last comic that really ripped me to shreds, truly. Carrot Top
was big for you. That was a big one for you.
It was huge.
Yeah.
Because he's a murderer.
Yeah. You said he was one of your favorites.
Of all time?
Yeah.
Of any time, really.
And you said you were a big fan of the Sklar brothers.
Well, Randy, not Jason, but
not
he knows that.
Yeah.
I said that. I said, Randy's the only one I said, I like when he does the punch, but I don't like when
yeah.
No, honestly, I think Louis' last special was one of the funniest specials I've seen in years.
So funny.
But that actually made me ha 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 out loud.
Right. He's just a funny, funny guy. How much can you separate the art from the artist? And is it forgivable what he did? You know what? Look, Jiminy Glick was funny.
The best.
So
can we get over it?
Too bad.
Can we get over it? It is funny. I don't know who we were talking about this. I don't even know who said this phrase, so I don't want to steal it as my own. But somebody goes, the thing with Louis is he's funnier than he is creepy. And I was like, oh, that's so
it's
good.
The thing. Same with Woody Allen. It's like, look, Woody Allen does a movie.
Did you
a
watch
year.
The doc?
I did watch the doc.
It was hard to see, huh?
It's
little
tough.
Pain, little big pill to swallow
it's
there.
It's tough, but it's, I'm still not convinced. I'm partly convinced.
You sound like the Michael Jackson people.
I do. I sound
like,
yeah.
Oh, so they slept over.
Yeah.
Oh, what? They can't
big
play
deal.
Blocks and
he
watch
put
movies?
His dick in the kid's ass. You've never done that?
Yeah. They twist it every
That's
time.
That's evidence
though.
Of nothing.
Yeah.
So the kids are sleeping in the bed. Big fucking
big
deal.
Big deal. Yeah. Oh, and they watch movies all night together and he fed them candy until they got sugar. Yeah. It was like all the elements when people go, oh, yeah, right.
The thing.
But that being said,
yeah.
I know your sentiment.
Right.
What you're saying is, that doc really did skew so heavy to make you go, well, okay, so okay, even the things I heard the other way are, I guess, are not true.
But it's like one incident. He did it in the attic when everyone was on the property. Like, you know, but then again, he's like, he started banging Sun Yi when she was 16.
That's my beef.
That's a bad one too.
My beef is your girlfriend's kid can't be your friend. That's your girlfriend's
right,
kid.
Right, right, it's your girlfriend's
It's not
kid.
Your friend.
Right. But then again, they've been together longer. They have kids. They've been together longer than a lot of couples that you know that you would say started appropriately.
It's your girlfriend's kid.
Yeah.
It at some point. Okay. So you're right. Right. It's like when somebody says, "This is the thing." When somebody goes, "Oh, I'm not gonna." A friend of mine.
Can I just get a little sip,
please?
Yeah. I mean, the smell of it. It just smells like guys.
Please.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine. His
just
what?
A splash.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, there it is. Just a skosh.
Wow.
Just a skosh.
And you called it a slither or a... What did you call it at the beginning? I'm going to have a little... Your sitcom.
Yeah, you said it. Come on.
Slither.
No.
Slither.
No.
Spiver.
No.
Jiver.
Yes. There it is. But we don't say... We say jiva.
Jiver.
Jiver.
Yeah.
You can't say R. You can't say hard R.
All right.
I'm having a little jiva in here. Just a little jiva.
Right. It's a jiva.
By the way, I said that...
A-H. Right.
My buddy Chris O'Connor you know O'Connor. Don't you know him? Do you know him?
He's good. I don't know. He sounds like a dirty Mick.
Yeah, he's a Philly kid.
Yeah.
He's friends with Gillis.
Which you can say. You can say...
I can say dirty
Mick. Yeah, I can't say that.
And I
can
say...
I could say dirty Greek... Boy fucker.
Turd. Yeah. Turd. And I can say Wapadopoulos because I'm also Italian.
Yeah, you can say that.
Which
yeah.
is my Italian Greek personality, Andrew Wapadopoulos.
I like that.
Hey, Andrew Wapadopoulos. O'Connor said, I said in Salt Lake, they had jiggers to pour, you know, pour jiggers to measure an ounce. And I'm drunk and I'm stumbling. I'm like, any fuckers, I got jiggers at this bar. And he goes, what did you say? I said, they got jiggers at this bar, at the bar. They measure the pour. And he goes, dude, when you're drinking, don't say jigger out loud. Because I'm yelling it across. Like, they got jiggers at this bar. Yeah, they jigger out everything over here. Cool it on the jigger.
There's certain ones that, jigger.
It That's was fun. Too close. Too
That's
close.
Close.
Yeah.
Another one is when you're trying to say the name of the country.
Yes. So hard. Can't do it.
I mean, we
Go
need
ahead.
To rename that.
Yeah, we need to name it.
It's
called the N-word country if you want to rename it.
The country is...
Niger.
Niger.
And that even sounds
racist. You need to hit the Niger.
Right.
You need to hit the jur.
Because if you don't...
Because you can't go ni... you got to go Niger.
Then you get too close, Papa. You get too close.
Who named that country? That's not a good name.
There's an easy joke right here, but I'm not going to take it.
Yeah. What were you going to say? Owen Benjamin? It's a joke.
He's like, I'll name all the countries in Africa. No, but... Cheer, by the way. Cheers, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers for having a little little skosh. A skosh.
Yeah. A skosh is what you called it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A little skosh of whisk.
God.
It was a long day.
Am I wrong about that, though? When you smell whiskey, you can be sure that it's a guy's night.
Here's the deal.
Call me, Jameson. That's an expression.
Call him up.
Pay us.
Pay us.
Pay us.
The only thing for me that whiskey reminds me of the most is my grandfather.
Yeah.
Because he always was a whiskey drinker, and it reminds me of like... even though we're not, it reminded me of mature men. It always reminded me of like mature, like my grandfather would have whiskeys with guys and have conversations. And I was always jealous of those tables.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that's a cool table.
It's an old guy. It's an older person's drink because you can't drink it when you're young. It burns your shit.
Yeah.
But when you get older and you're a little more jaded, you like sense. That burn a little mm-hmm. bit. You like hurt
when you've
me.
Had physical
me.
And emotional pain yeah, enough, you need, then whiskey makes sense.
You need a little harder.
A 20-year-old is like, stuff. No, I'll take a shot of it, but I'm not drinking it.
Right.
Once you broach 30, you go, no, no, no.
This is good stuff.
That's Eagle Rare.
That's very nice.
Yes, this is really good jazz, dude.
Yeah.
This is good. They don't sponsor us anymore, so we're hiding it.
This is nice. Yeah.
That where we have to hide what they don't
And
sponsor.
I should have said yes at the beginning because it is whiskey. Ginger.
No, but let me tell you something. So many. This is interesting.
So many pussies say no.
So many guys are.
You could call them pussies.
There's so many pussies.
Have a drink. It'd be funny if this was the show you came back on to fall off the wagon.
I get a hardcore alcoholic back on a show. That's like, they're like, maybe just one. Yeah. Maybe I'll just.
You're
back
like, look,
out
man,
one.
We can't record unless you have a drink.
No, you know what? So many guys are sober now. You know, right? Yeah. Look. I do a podcast with Bobby, and Bobby's sober. And every time I've had other friends that are guests on, like him. I ask, the most sober guys don't care that I drink on the show, but a lot of times now I don't drink because so many people are sober. You can't count the number of guys that are sober in our friendship groups now. It's a little, look, if you need to fix your life, you need to fix your life.
Right.
But I'm also bummed. I'm like, man, no one
the
can.
The fuck is going
no
on?
No one has a drink anymore.
Yeah. I got this Apple Watch. I don't know how to turn it off.
Throw it in the river.
Yeah.
In here. We pour whiskey.
You're looking to turn your new idea into something legit. Blog or publish content, sell art, create. Are you a graphic designer? You're an artist. You want to put stuff up on the intranet? You got to use Squarespace. That's what I use to build my site. And I've said this before, I'm a dumb guy. Okay. I don't know how to do anything internet-y. I have to ask people all the time. I'm not good at the intranets. But this makes it so simple because these templates are beautiful. They're simple to use. It's very easy. Also, you can go rogue. You can do it on your own if you'd like. If you're someone that's like, I don't need any help, dude. I'll build the furniture without the directions. Okay, well, go ahead and do it then. Go ahead and do it, champ. If you can do it, let's see you do it, pal. But Squarespace makes it very convenient, very simple to follow these instructions by using these great templates and simply laid out. You're going to get a beautiful website for whatever you're doing, selling something, publishing something, showing off your talents if you got them. But whatever you want to do on the internet, if you need a site, Squarespace is the place to get that done. I used it, like I said. They got 24/7 award-winning support. There's nothing to patch or upgrade ever. And it's free and secure hosting. Built-in engine optimization, baby. So go to squarespace.com/whiskey for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, use the offer code WHISKEY for 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Once again, squarespace.com/whiskey. Use the code WHISKEY. Get 10% off. Okay? Your first purchase of a website or domain. That's pretty good. Get out there and do it. Okay. Little sniff, sniff. Let's be real here. That body wash or bar of soap that's been in your shower for a decade now that all your roommates keep using and filling back up with hand soap is disgusting. It's filled with chemicals. It's nasty. And you could do better, right? It's brutal on your skin. If you're ready to step your game up to soap that's natural, great for your skin, doesn't smell like a middle school locker room, Dr. Squatch is where it's at, baby. Dr. Squatch is incredible. They sent me a bunch of bars of soap, and they sent me a nice little holder for the shower, which I really like. And all of their soaps are made in the USA. Yeah, baby. Using the finest ingredients nature has to offer. That means natural cleansers, nourishing ingredients, actually great for your skin. Their soaps come in a huge range of natural, manly scents. You're not going to stink dainty, okay? They smell really good. They feel really good. Make it easy on yourself and subscribe to Dr. Squatch if you'd like. Just like the hundreds of thousands of other guys out there, every month, fresh bars of soap come to your front door. They got a full lineup of care goods like deodorant, hair care, and toothpaste as well. All this stuff is natural and good for you, and it smells very good. I used the IPA, and it stunk very good. I'm thinking, was this going to smell like beer? No, it smells like this beautiful grapefruit floral scent with just a hint of man behind it. Right now, new customers can get 20% off of all orders of $20 or more when they go to drsquatch.com. Enter the code DSCWhiskey. That's drsquatch.com. Code is DSCWhiskey for 20% off of orders of $20 or more. Go stink good right now.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Now, when you have Bobby on, isn't it just bad friends?
No, I don't. He doesn't come on here anymore. Before we did that, but he was my first guest.
Yeah.
And therein lies the problem. I was like, oh, you don't drink.
Right.
And it was, you know what's crazy is people who don't know our friendship will be like, how dare you drink in front of him? And it's like, what?
You can't care. Do, yeah.
You're insane.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a shit.
Right.
You care. That's a you thing. What we talked about when we were eating tacos was people are concerning themselves with other people's problems, but they're actually not. They're their own problems.
Right.
You're mad at your shit.
Right.
Not other, you don't know about other people's shit.
Right.
You think you're supposed to be angry.
You don't even know the people. Like, it's like when people get, that Bill Burr thing was hilarious when some guy online was like, tried to say that just because Bill Burr has a black wife, don't say he's not racist, because a lot of people have them as, like, he called them
slaves.
Sex
slaves. No, he literally said sex slaves.
Sex slaves. It's like, dude, you don't, and this is what people are doing on the internet. You're making these, you're having a take so you can be seen.
Uh-huh.
You don't know Bill Burr. Uh-huh. You don't know his wife.
Right.
You don't know anything.
Correct.
You're just trying to have a take.
Right. It's a safe take.
It's a safe take.
It's him going, you can't get mad at me.
Yeah.
Because this is technically right.
Right.
Like, by
it
some,
could be racist.
Right. It could be
racist. Yeah.
But I'm trying to defend
right.
The people that aren't racist. Right. They're like, no, you just did that. It was just like,
nobody wants to go, I don't know. What? Nobody wants to go, I don't know. Nobody in this world, I don't know if anyone will ever say that again. Everyone is just pretending to know. Everyone's going like, here's my take, this is the answer. Nobody wants to go like, if someone goes up to someone and goes, is Bill Burr racist? Nobody wants to go, I don't know him.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Because then they go, what do you mean you don't know?
What do you mean you don't know?
Do you not know?
Yeah, are you excusing what happened? You're like, I don't know the guy. Don't you have to know someone to call them right? Like, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what I said about Stop Asian Hate. I talk about it on stage about, like,
yeah, I heard you know.
One of my closest friends.
You do a show that shows that, yeah.
And I hate him.
Yeah.
I the worst person that's ever walked
the earth. It's impossible for you to stop Asian hate. That's a tough.
That's my whole gig.
Yeah, that's your whole thing.
It's my whole gig with him.
When that hashtag came up, did you go, Jesus Christ, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull this one off?
No, you know what I said? It's supposed to be Stop Stranger Asian Hate. You can't hate strangers, Asians you don't know. But if you have one that you know, you hate them all. You know, we used to be able to hate our friends. And now there's like a weird fear that you're like, oh, you can't even talk shit about the people that you love?
Yeah.
Because
now you can only hate your friends who are the same race.
Right, that's it. You can only hate someone. You can only hate your white friends.
Yeah.
And then you can hate your Greek friends, by the way. And that's it.
Yeah.
It'll be that. You can't
and
even
family.
Hate your Italian friends.
No.
That's racist.
That's racist, yeah.
The idea that I'm not allowed to shit on my own friends. I remember the first time I ever got clapped years ago on Twitter, joking around.
Oh, I thought you meant the first time you got the clap.
Well, what was that? 99. Man, does it hurt.
Yeah, it stings a little bit, doesn't it?
God.
Yeah.
And you want to just smack it off or saw it off. You wish you had a knife.
Yeah.
But the first time I got clapped on Twitter about making fun of a friend, and it was weird to see a third party go, whoa, that's fucked up to say to him.
You don't know us.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah, it's weird. That's what it is. It's
so
kind of like
creepy.
It's like, dude, you don't even know us.
No, but they assume that they have to be the police of your relationship.
Yeah.
Because they go, what you're doing is inherently wrong. You're
right.
Like, what?
It's almost like they take it.
What they're saying is, my friend is stupid.
Right.
You're too dumb to know he's being racist.
They're taking it and making it what they want it to be about so then they can be seen.
Correct.
So they can have a take and be seen.
Correct.
That's what it is. It has nothing to do with anyone. It's true feelings.
Yeah.
It's all marketing. It's all marketing for you.
I'm reading this great book. And
you
it says
read?
Twice a day.
Yeah. Wow.
Two pages. One in the morning, one at night.
Yeah.
That's all
I mean,
do.
You stop. You never cease
well, the
to stop amazing
is,
me.
The font is 86.
Because I look at a guy like you, I say, I know he can do a lot of things, but one of those things is not read.
Oh, just because you have glasses, you're the read king
when
now?
You have glasses, people assume you can read.
And you cannot.
And I cannot.
Cheers to that.
Yeah. Floyd Mayweather killed his baby's mama.
Did he really? Cheers
he
to that.
He did. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Yeah, it just made me think of someone who couldn't read. He killed his baby's mama. But then COVID covered it up. Just
is,
like that
is
Congress.
Is that a real thing that happened?
Dude. I mean, I talked about this on another podcast, but I'd be glad to tell you my theory.
Give it.
She died in her car. She was just about to release a book.
About him.
About the whole relationship. She was suing him for like millions. She died in her car. She's 40 years old.
Died in her car how?
In the morning of some mysterious kind of quote unquote drug overdose. And then COVID happened and nobody looked into it. Everyone's saying, what's a conspiracy with COVID? Floyd Mayweather's got a lot of fucking money, cuz. Maybe he covered the whole thing up. Maybe he caught COVID.
So what are you doing right now? A brand new fight coming. Floyd Mayweather versus Jan Pop. You want it on pay-per-view? You guys vote down below. Click right here if you want that fight.
Sign the fucking contract, Addison Rae. Tickle fight Dylan Dallas. Jake Paul, I'm coming for you, son.
Can you imagine if you signed a contract to fight Floyd Mayweather? How great that would be.
That would be great.
Yeah, Jan Pop versus Mayweather?
Yeah. You know what's great?
The odds would be fun to bet on.
Yeah, anyone who bet on me.
I bet on you just for you, you know, just because of
you're
the fun.
A friend. Yeah, you're.
Because you never know.
You never
dude.
Know. You never know.
Fights are like college basketball.
You never know.
You might hit a last game winning shot. Bop, a little pop.
The thing is, you'd be banking on him not taking me seriously enough
correct.
That I catch him.
Correct.
Open.
And
yeah.
you'd be training on top. See, you did the logical thing. That's what I'm doing analytics.
Yeah.
I'm just banking on what you could be doing versus he's like, I ain't training for this piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like I went to Vegas and watched Mayweather and McGregor fight, you know?
Uh-huh.
And man, was it genius. I was like, oh, they know.
Yeah.
They know that they won all this money and we're all suckers.
Yeah.
It was like a beautiful art. Like you watch two guys in the ring be like, isn't this fucking insane that we're robbing all these fucking idiots?
Yeah. I mean, they went on a tour together.
Beautiful.
To promote it.
Beautiful.
So they couldn't have hated it. It was all like it was a show.
It's wrestling.
Yeah, it's wrestling.
Boxing is wrestling.
Yeah.
It's now wrestling.
Yeah.
MMA is the only thing that to me isn't wrestling because ironically, it is wrestling involved in it. But
real wrestling.
Yes, real actual wrestling.
Yeah.
But it's the only thing where it's like, I know that the hype around hating the guy isn't real, but what I do know is the violence that therein lies is so, it's like payback, or all these guys are like proving themselves, or because there's so many rankings in MMA, you have to be so skilled at one and so technical to even beat one that you don't know, that the violence is real. Like the anger and the hate in the moment is real. Where boxing now is like, this is so much for show. This isn't because I want to fuck this guy up. It's because I'm going to get paid. And then,
yeah,
it's less of a competition than MMA. MMA to me is like a full competition.
You know what MMA to me is like? It's like the internet, and boxing is like television.
Oh, that's good.
Like television was like, this is what fighting is.
Right.
And then you see MMA and you go like, oh, that's a very limited
yeah,
form.
Yeah, this is yeah. fighting. Yeah.
This is fighting. Correct. Just like when the TV was going like, this is comedy right. with the laugh track and everything.
Right.
And now the internet's going, no, this is comedy.
Boxing is Yahoo News and MMA is Reddit, where you're like,
the real deal. Yeah.
The real shit. Here's the title of the article. Yeah. You want to see what's really going on?
Yeah.
Here's one of Epstein's accusers. You know what I mean?
Like, yes,
like
yes.
It digs down into deepness.
Yeah.
It's funny because I never was, when I was a kid, my dad loved boxing. And
you were
I,
a kid. Imagine everything you said. You 40, can read?
42,
you
43. 42, 42, 42. But I like.
I just thought you were always a man.
Well, I grew up as a man. Do I look like a guy that's always been a man? I do.
Fucking that's the sitcom.
A guy who's always been a man.
Guys who's always been a man.
And I cannot be.
Nobody's done that story.
Well, how about this? How old
Hollywood,
am I?
Call us.
How old am I?
Huh?
How old am I?
You never tell a guy's age.
Well, there's no wrong answer.
Yeah.
Literally.
Okay, I'm going to go. You're 40.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
I've never been my age. I'm 37. I've been 40.
You fucking look good.
Dude, I've been 40 since I was 9.
Yeah.
People thought I was, when I was 16, I could buy booze.
Yeah. You want to know why I thought you were a little older?
The way I carry myself.
Your accomplishments. I'm going, there's no way a guy that young has done this good in
the
biz.
Okay, I like that. Yeah. I like that. I'll take that. Yeah. No, I think it's my leather face. I think it's my leather weather face.
No, you guys, yeah, you Scandinavian kids, you Northern European kids, you hold up till about 40-something. And then the skin, you become like translucent. You can start to stay. Every person from Northern Europe after 40 looks like they like climb Mount Everest professionally.
And we all did.
Just weathered and red. And
emotionally, we climb Mount Everest because we have to keep pushing it to the bottom of our stomach.
That should be a sport in the Olympics. The Irish would win every year.
Yeah, how much you can push down.
Yeah. And you guys take it and you just fucking stomp it.
They're like, Seamus, what have you gone through? He's like, three divorces. 2 or 3 kids have died in my own hands. I've gotten in 48 fist fights. 46 I've lost. I've lost
with
three
my
businesses.
Own dad. With my own dad.
With my own father. I've lost 3 businesses. I've been in 2 wars. And also I'm finding out my son is gay. So,
which was the worst one of them? Even worse than when the
even worse than me fighting my father.
Yeah. But,
no, the Irish are tough, kings of that.
Kings are pushing it down.
Tough people. They just have to do it. You just shut up and you just do it. Shut up and do it.
The Irish are so good at it. I think like the only person I would believe on his deathbed when he said, came out as gay and would go like, no, I wasn't even hiding it. I just didn't know it.
Clint Eastwood.
An Irish guy, because I think an Irish guy can push something so down that they won't even know it. They pushed it, like that first time they had a gay thought, they just threw it into their toes. And they were.
So there's way more gay Irish guys than we think. They don't know how to deal with it.
They don't even, can't even, they're so good at hiding it, they don't even see it themselves.
This is very true. Who was the most famous gay actor that wasn't gay when he was?
That I slept with?
Yeah. Humphrey Bogart?
Sal Volcano.
Did you sleep with him?
No, I didn't sleep with him. He's not a gay guy, he's got a wife, but there's rumors on the internet because he's effeminate and you know he likes men.
He's
gay.
But would you sleep with him if he was?
I would. He's a fucking cuddly guy.
Think he's a babe.
He's
a good looking
babe.
Dude.
He's
sweet. He's got a great mane of hair. Yeah. He's got all those things that you
Tim
need.
Tim Dillon, I think. Because he's the real deal. And he would treat me like shit. Like garbage.
He'd ash on you?
Yeah, he'd ash on me. I just picture him like he would just like throw lobster around. He'd be making me blow him. He's got lobster all over his face.
Like, what,
he's
fucking shrimp?
Smoking
some
a
shrimp?
Marlboro. And he's going like, you know, the problem is with all fucking people, you know. I mean, if you're going to do it,
so he'd be your boy. He'd be the guy. He'd be the one.
I want to be scared during.
Yeah, you want to be frightened.
I want to live. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's.
Dude, now you're alive. What do you mean? Now you have a family. Now you can't do any fun party gay stuff. You can't do gay stuff now that you have a kid.
I can't.
You should have done it before.
Yeah.
You got married like a dope.
It's going to be a weird. Dope. When she has to bring her dad for career day. That's going to be a weird one. When I show her a clip of Whiskey Ginger and say, this is daddy at, this is daddy at work. We're just sipping whiskeys.
By the way, how funny. I never even think about that of like what our kids are going to have to say about us. Because my parents never had shameful careers.
No.
It was always like, my mom is in marketing. My dad is in sales.
Yeah.
There's no shame in that.
But you have good clips you can put up. You can put up Larry David. You can put up the Showtime show.
Still shame.
All the shows. But it's actually like you can.
So like, Dad, you're a TV
I'd
loser.
I'd have to throw on like Maurice's wig and be like, this is what Daddy does for a living. Daddy pretends to be somebody else. Does it take me to Washington?
And your kid is like, that's funny. Daddy, stop. That's funny. I love it.
No, my daughter's going to be like, Daddy, that's cultural appropriation. I can raising a daughter in today's world, like I'm just waiting until she turns 6 and she's like, Daddy, I didn't know you were part of the patriarchy. And we need to talk about that. Yeah, we're going to sit her down when she's 10 and be like, okay, so what's your gender? You know? Like,
so here's the deal.
Have I been treating you wrong?
Well, you could just walk out on the family and create a great artist. You could always walk out on her and make a great artist.
Yeah.
Because great artists are born from that kind of shit.
Nobody's great who's born into a good situation.
Fact. Bro. Look at you. Your father. Abusive. Alcoholic. Yeah. Drug addict.
Rapist.
Failure.
Murderer. Yeah.
And all he did was continually bury himself, and you became great.
Yeah.
That's why you are who you are.
Yeah.
That's why you are who you are.
That's a great point.
Shout out to Mr. Pop, by the way.
Shout out to Mr. Pop. He didn't do any of those things, but you know.
A beautiful man.
But you know, we everything is possible in comedy. Everything's.
I like to say nothing is possible.
But I could just take that clip right now and just go like, and just make you into a horrible person. Go, look what Andrew Santino said about Giannis Papas' father. You can really do anything you want.
Well, that's why we're spewing ourselves into those things.
Have you seen deepfakes?
Have you seen the deepfakes porn? I'm scared.
I mean, the future is going to be crazy. Like, we're not going to be able to tell what's real. They can use your voice. They can use your voice and make you say anything you want.
Anything.
And then they can put your face on your body type and like, yeah.
We're the most ripe for deepfakes. We've said too much.
They have
every word in the dictionary out of our mouth on these things.
Yep.
So you're done.
We're done.
You're done.
I can't run. Yeah, because I was going to run for prez.
When? What year?
I was thinking about
2024.
Yeah.
But you want to vote for Trump. So how could you do that if you wanted to vote for Trump?
That's a good point. I didn't think of that. You know what?
And
my ambition was overriding my actual cognition of what was best for this country.
I'm saying this with zero jest.
Uh-huh.
I want him to run again so bad for the comedy. It's just so funny.
I just feel bad for like CNN and SNL. Yeah.
Please let him run again.
I don't want those. Do you know those people? Nobody's watching. What's Sarah Cooper doing?
What can she do?
What happened?
If she can't do the impressions, where did she go? What can she do? I badly want him to run again simply for the idea of how mad it will make people because it's funny to me. It's insane.
Holy shit. I just didn't even think about that. Sarah Cooper just like.
Disappear.
Where is she? It's just gone.
Well, she's
now.
Probably got a 9-picture deal, and
yeah.
What do you mean? You'll see the repercussions of that later, but like they've probably given her the keys to the city. It's building. You get it when it's happening, and it comes out later.
Let's continue the analogies. The entertainment business to me is sort of like another analogy. It's sort of like one of those like self-hating wives who's in an abusive relationship but keeps coming back for more.
Well, yeah.
Because they just keep going like, here's everything. Just lose my money. Take it. Just lose
Please,
me money.
Just yeah. Break
and me you're out. Like, they're going to take that money and gamble. And like, I love him. It's like all they're doing is losing money on these people. Yeah, I mean, but these shows are failing.
But it's only because they think that's the answer to their problems. But the truth is,
China owns us. That's the truth.
China does definitely.
Yeah, you can't even make a movie. Speaking of which,
all the movie theaters here closed down.
They closed down.
No, seriously, ArcLight, Pacific Theaters, they all closed down here in LA.
Yeah, because movies are done.
They're dead.
The only movie you can make a movie and put it on Netflix. People will scream it at home.
Put it on
the movie theaters are over. But otherwise, nobody's going to invest in that. It's too high risk. Unless it's Netflix or HBO, and they're going to make sure it's amazing.
Also, it got out of control.
Yeah,
I don't know how it is in New York. I imagine the same. Why am I paying $24 to see a fucking movie in the theater? Fuck you.
Yeah.
That's it got out of control. I want to be at my house where everyone has a home movie theater now, right? For literally, for $300, you can equip your living room with a flat screen TV and surround sound speakers.
Yeah.
Right? 20 years ago, you had to be a millionaire.
Yep.
Now it's like, dude, you can be a working individual and get your own shit at the crib. So fuck movie theaters. I don't want to pay $50 to go see a movie just to get a couple of bullshit, you know, half rat cum down popcorn bits, shitty soda, and then sit there around assholes I don't want to be around. Let me watch it from home for a quarter of the price.
Yeah. And, you know, if you want to take your dick off and discipline it, you can do that at home. When you're in a movie theater, everyone looks at you like you're
Pee Wee Herman. Who got clipped.
I mean, talk about a guy who wishes those home theaters happened earlier.
I know, big time.
Yeah. Also, imagine back in that day, you had to go to a spot.
You had to go to the porno theater.
Yeah.
We have one in West Hollywood. It's called Studs Theater, one of the most famous.
It's still going?
Studs Theater. Well, I'm keeping it in business. I'll tell you that. I go down there once or twice a week. I go, fellas.
Because
go,
you support local business.
I do.
Yeah.
Local black businesses. Local black businesses. I support my local black businesses.
Yes.
That idea is very funny to me. Like, now you care about who owns the thing. I just want to support good businesses, and I hope everyone's getting a fair shake. It's insane that I'm not going to go to a business because it's owned by somebody. By the way, this is my favorite when somebody goes, how do you support them?
Yeah.
Oh, you have an iPhone? This is made by slaves, by kids who kill themselves.
Yeah.
By the thousands, by the way.
Yes.
Literally. Yeah. Kids in China kill themselves every year and they're making your phone. So I'm glad you deleted whatever app offended you, but you're okay with your iPhone, right?
Yeah.
This is the biggest joke of all.
You didn't think about that.
No.
How funny would it be? Like, I'm just going to get because I own a home now, you know, it's like, I'm just going to get all the signs.
Right.
And whatever comes up in the news, I'm just going to throw it on my lawn. Like, you know, whatever, stop this hate. I support this.
Just so you're, science you don't matters. Want your house burned
down. Yeah, love is love. Yeah, just to say, it's like an ADT sticker for wokeness. It just protects you against the woke by just going like, yeah, it's
you're like, look, I believe in whatever you want me to believe as long as you don't ruin my life
for
no
reason.
Yeah,
just don't burn my house
down. I didn't do anything.
Don't yell into my window or throw a rock in there. You see, I support science is science, love is love, whatever.
Here's the biggest problem. The loudest people I know in any faction of all this usually aren't involved with any of the people they're yelling about. So that tends to be my assumption always. When someone's like, there's like that clip of that guy yelling online Black Lives Matter at the top of his lungs, his voice is like breaking. It's like some white dude yelling Black Lives Matter.
Right.
Every ounce of me knows he has no black friends.
It's usually
every
how it goes.
Every ounce of me knows.
Yeah.
Right? Not like I'm saying Black Lives Matter is the problem. I'm not commenting about that. I know that a guy killing himself for a movement like that, I know he's disconnected from it. Because if he had better connection to it, he would understand it better.
Yeah.
This is his cry for I feel guilty about everything I've done. And you're like, that's a you thing, bro.
Or for him to feel like he's doing something or productive. If you really do something, you do it like.
How about make black relationships? How about work with black people?
Do social work.
No, just do it.
Do something.
Whatever it is,
do something.
Do the thing.
And you don't have to make an announcement about it.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
The people that are doing it don't need to yell about it.
The best people in the world don't advertise that they're good. They just go and do it because they're not doing it to be seen. They're just doing good to do good because they want to be good.
Altruism is this weird thing of like, how altruistic is a thing that you need to tell everyone about? It's like, isn't that a little see-through where you go, if you really cared, and I hope you do, then you should have relationships with people that are not like you.
Right.
You should work with people that are not like you.
Right.
Like, then continue this thing and you don't need to do it as loud as you can and go, see?
Right.
See?
Right.
Then it's disingenuous.
Right.
It inherently is, to me, is bullshit.
And it's perfect for this town then.
100%.
This town floats on that.
We float. We love that stuff, dude.
Yeah. Is this town going to make a comeback? Is it still going to cook?
No.
Or?
No, yeah, of course it is. I mean, you can't, that's like when someone's
like, New York, yeah.
Yeah, when someone goes, New York is dead. I'm like, are you alive?
Yeah, because you're right.
One of the most powerful economies in the United States, in the world.
Right.
You're nuts. When people think this place won't stay alive or New York won't stay alive, I'm always like, you're not a smart guy. You're actually not a smart person because I can't stand to hear that. What's going to happen to LA? Oh, I don't know. A fuckload of business because this is what this place is. People are also so creative they'll make new business, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's like saying the Depression was the end of time. It was the beginning of everything else.
Right. It's a good point. If like LA and New York is gone, then America's gone. So what's the point anyway?
Right. Then we ought to burn this whole thing to the ground. 10 months.
I picked this color because.
Oh, right. This is Johnny picked this color.
This is like, it looks like just like a cheesy wedding color. When you go like a cheap wedding hall?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where was your wedding?
My wedding was classy.
Did you have a high class wedding?
I had a high class wedding.
It's a high class wedding.
My wife's a high class
Tijuana.
Girl.
I did mine in TJ.
You had your in Tijuana?
Everyone got chiclets. Everyone got little chiclets from the kids. That was appetizers.
Yeah.
I had my wedding off the coast of the United
You know what
States.
I like about Whiskey Ginger, this show? When you drink, I just got nerves. I'm starting to feel this whiskey. Mm-hmm. And like, I want to be mischievous.
Because when you get drunk.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's when you go, like, you got to remember, you can be uncensored on the internet, but you can't be drunk uncensored.
Yeah. By the way, Drunk Uncensored would be a great show.
That would be a great show.
Comics, Drunk Uncensored?
Drunk Uncensored would be fine.
It would be like what Quinn did, what Colin did.
Yeah. Or we can do like cancel roulette.
Ooh.
Or you do a show and you try not to get canceled, like cancel Survivor Island.
Yeah.
Where like you try to say stuff but figure out ways to make it so you can argue that you shouldn't be canceled.
Yeah.
But you have to say something horrible.
But if you really care,
you do a tweet and you put it up and see how you do like rush you like how long you can keep it up. Whoever keeps up the tweet longer. You do the most offensive tweet and you all tweet one and then you whoever gets
someone's like, I'm just thinking about deleting it.
Yeah,
and they're in the kitchen just like I don't know if I should just delete it.
It's gonna be bad. I mean,
what did you say? I said Italian food is
better than Mexican
food.
You should delete that now. Delete that now. No, I gotta win this.
I just feel like I have too many Italian friends to say something so offensive about Pagliotti. I need to correct myself.
It would be like Chopped, but for cancel culture. Yeah.
Canceled.
We got the ideas here.
Hey, call us up, a Food Network. Can you imagine a Food Network executive? Like, listen, guys, we love canceled. We definitely can't do it.
Can't do it, but we love it.
Although Ron Funch, they're stretching their legs. Ron Funch is doing a show on Food Network called Chopped 420. It's funny to watch corporate.
I would watch that with fat Ron Funches, not the new one.
You don't want the new one?
Someone's going to tell me what to eat, I want them to be fat.
He's still smoking
weed.
That's
a prototypical chef.
He's still smoking weed.
Yeah, but he's skinny and in shape.
He's a beautiful. I know he's looking really good.
Yeah, when I see a fucking thin guy come out of the kitchen, I'm going, this place sucks.
This isn't good food.
Yeah, it's a prototypical.
So you want a fatty chef?
I want a fatty, just like when you're, you know, you want a prototypical receiver, 6'3". 210, runs like a deer, you know?
Yeah, slender.
Slender.
Yeah.
And also not white.
Not white.
You a prototypical receiver.
Right.
I want my chef, it's the same thing. I want him fat, 300 pounds, 5'10".
But sometimes the laws get
broken. Rosy cheeks in Crocs and doing blow all night long.
All night long with Crocs with socks.
Yeah.
Real sloppy. How'd you guys like the oysters? You're like, holy shit, this guy's railed.
Can fucking cook.
But that's a New York
symptom,
by
the way. Tried
to assault
my girlfriend in the bathroom.
New York chefs.
Mario Batali, shout out.
Shout out. New York chefs are always, always drunk, drug addict, party animals.
They have to, dude. They work so hard. It just turns you into a drug addict.
You got any chef friends?
I don't, because they're fucking disgusting
fat
pigs.
You know Matty Matheson? You know Fatty Matty Matheson? He's a buddy of mine. He was a Toronto chef. Super good dude. He's awesome. He was a big drunk cokehead who had a heart attack. He stopped the partying because of that. When he had the heart attack, he stopped. He got sober.
He's doing
before
coke.
That, he's like, I would have done that till I was dead.
Yeah.
Because he was a great chef.
Yeah.
That's a problem. You're making great food. People are like, fuck, this is incredible. And you're like, that's good. I'm blacked out.
Right.
They're blacking out and they're blacked out and they're doing bumps till 3 a.m. People are like, this food is so good. You're like, how do I lose?
Yeah.
How do I lose?
My grandfather owned a restaurant, obviously diner. My dad worked at the diner. So
shitty
I have
Greek trash ball diner.
I mean, it was great. You know,
where was it, by the way? Where
Brooklyn,
was it?
New York.
Dude, really?
Flatbush, yeah.
What was it called?
He had a few, and he would, and then he sold them. One was the Subway Grill, which was shaped like a Subway.
Yeah,
yeah. When you come to my house in New York, there's a picture of it in the bathroom.
Cute.
You can see him.
Cute.
Then he had the Normandy Diner, and that was down in the Red Hook Docks, which is in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Anastasia's brother used to extort him, but my dad explained to me it wasn't seen as extortion back then because, like, you know, everyone had cash.
There
was no credit cards. It was like you paid. It was a known thing. Like it was you were paying security almost.
You pay the block. Yeah, you don't have a choice.
And it's but you can almost understand how it's not crime. It is a little bit, but also it's like, then you're protected from all the other unorganized crime.
See, I agree.
So you have to pick one person.
Yeah, because the cops aren't protecting you.
Cops aren't going to protect you.
Well, first of all, the cops don't have time to protect you, and they can't care about you.
And they can't get there quick enough on their fucking horse and carriage.
What do you want me to
do? Yeah.
So yeah, you pay for someone to protect the block. Yeah. That, to me, is a skill that still happens today.
Yeah.
I did a pilot one time, and we had to go get the
mayor. Stop bragging.
Well, I did a bunch of pilots.
Yeah.
But we had to go get the mayor of the block in Compton, who was like the guy that ran this block in Compton. And I was like—
The de Blasio of Compton.
The de Blasio of Compton?
Yeah.
But he literally was telling us what we could and couldn't do, and that was the agreed upon rules. You know why? Because LAPD couldn't withhold that shit.
Right.
That was not going to be the thing.
Right.
They would get busted if they told these guys, you can do this and you can't do that. So the mayor of block was like, we have an agreement. That's how it goes.
Maybe we got to bring the mafia back.
Of course we fucking do.
Watch
Gomorrah, by the way. The best mafia show on HBO Plus. Do you know about this?
No.
The Mafia in Naples. It's an Italian show. It's called Gomorrah.
Somebody else told me about that.
It's phenomenal.
I got to watch
it. It's disgustingly good.
Yeah.
Because it's basically about the idea of like, does the mafia do more bad than good?
Right.
And you got to start thinking, you're like, I don't know, because they're just police, but police of a street justice level.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
they are the judge and jury.
Right. It's, you got to live in a gray zone. You got to, as an adults know that we live in gray zones.
Yeah.
Because look, here, I did my 23andMe, okay? I found that I got Turkish DNA.
Yuck!
Yes, I'm a Greek kid with the enemies. They enslaved us for 400 years. What that means?
You're Cyprus.
I'm a product of rape.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a product of rape, but right. I'm happy to be here.
You are.
So of course I am going to be morally flexible.
Of course.
Of course I'm going to be able to understand gray zones. My life is a gray zone.
Yeah.
Do I support rape? No, but I like being here and I wouldn't be here without rape. So that's confusing.
You look good though.
Thank you. For a rape baby, I'm pretty good. That's more than I can say for some of these fucking chefs. Get back in the kitchen.
Get in the kitchen.
Get in the kitchen,
fatty.
You fucking cow. I mean, don't you hate when you see them walking around in their fucking Crocs and their white schmucks?
It is so annoying.
Get in the kitchen.
And you know they're not cooking. You know they're just telling people what to do.
But here's the thing. This is why I was about to say, I respect that they do drugs. I understand why they do drugs, but it's such a hard job, dude. It's
impossible.
Hot kitchen.
It's insane.
And you're constantly working. It's like the post office. And you're pushing it. And you can't make any fucking mistakes or else you fuck up. You could fuck up the reputation of the restaurant.
Yeah, dude. Those guys have undue pressure. In the same way that we all think that like, see, we think of chefs how we think of pilots, where you're like, what do you mean? You just do it. You've been doing it 1,000 years. It's not that big of a deal. The suicide rate for pilots is so high because the pressure, the time commitment, all of that stuff, the reputation is on their shoulders.
Yeah.
But the corporations are like, shut up. Just do the fucking job and shut the fuck up. Right? Like pilots and chefs are the women from the 50s where they're like, just do the job. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've been pushed in this world where they're like, you can't complain because if you do, you're out.
Right.
Right? But if you don't do your job correctly, we'll fucking kill you.
Yeah. Or if you don't do your job, you could kill a couple hundred people.
Else.
So you do your job correctly because you don't want to die.
Right.
I mean, if a pilot fucks up his job, he'll be dead.
It's over.
Yeah.
The responsibility is through the roof. Then we put it on these people and then we get mad at them for simple stuff. You're like, can you believe it's late because of weather?
Yeah.
You're like, really? The guy's flying a fucking tube.
Yeah.
What? I learned as I've gotten older to just stop giving a fuck about that stuff because I'm like, yeah, man, what are you going to do? It's over now.
Yeah. Since I've become a comedian, I've gained respect from all people who have real jobs.
Yeah, who have adult jobs? Yeah.
Just real jobs because nobody knows more than us that their job is real because our job is not.
It's fucking bullshit.
I mean, we are stealing money.
We're losers.
I mean, look, this is work. And I'm just hanging out with my buddy having a great time, having a little sphincter. I'm having a sphincter. I'm having a little whiskey with my boy, and we're having a great time, and we're good at it.
People
are watching.
But the real work comes in when you have
when we go get back to the community after this. Mm-hmm. We're going to go into some of the underprivileged neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to clean. Mm-hmm. We're going to turn ourselves in. We're going to put ourselves on notice. We're going to turn ourselves
in. You've been putting a lot of people on notice on the internet.
Fucking will put you on fucking notice. I've been putting everyone on fucking notice.
You've been noticing a lot.
I notice.
Who's the last person that you put on notice?
I will fucking put Andrew Yang on fucking notice, okay? He gave a fucking speech in front of some fucking pro-business fucking sponsors or whatever the fuck people, and he said, it's dangerous to tax the rich. I'm drunk. Andrew Yang, you're on fucking notice.
I notice.
If you're rich, you're a fucking evil person that needs to have their head chopped off for the justice of the people, AOC. Fact. I Fact. Worship at your altar. She's got nice cans. I mean, is she not? I jerked at first off to I
didn't
her
hear you, At first I didn't hear you said it, and I was like, oh, yeah, now I heard you said.
Which deep fakes have you jerked off to?
Iocasy. What, deepfakes?
Yeah. Why? We have
mostly
wives.
Joe Rogan stuff. It's all Roganized stuff. That's what I jerk off to.
AOC's deepfakes, dude. Have you seen it?
No. Are you serious? Just is that Google a real thing? I need to Google it right now.
Just Google AOC deepfakes and have your mind blown.
It also scares the fuck out of me because they're going to use that at someday in the court of law. Be like, this is what you said. You're like, no, I didn't. They're like, we have it right here.
Yeah.
It's been minted. It's an NFT.
Yeah, because we can't remember all the things we've said.
How could you?
You couldn't.
It's
also a little weird that we live in America and we're worried about the things that we say. That's
Holy
a little weird.
Shit. How is this real?
It's crazy. And also they use her voice. So it's like.
Whoa. Yeah. That's honestly.
You know, Ted Cruz is in there like, yeah, fucking fuck your Green New Deal.
What? That is the craziest shit I've ever seen.
If you Google
AOC deepfake, yeah.
You will, it's like, you're like, that is AOC. Like, that's how the future is going to be a wild place where nobody
will
know.
Well, we're in deep shit. That's all I got to say is we're in deep shit. If that's the beginning, like, where does it go from? That's my scare. So that's the fear is right. Like, I remember asking my grandmother one time. I remember asking my grandmother, I said, you know, what was it like? Like the first time, you know, color television came, like these big monumental things in society that changed our lives in terms of like technology and growth of communication. And even she is like, oh, it's just, you know, you don't know, you're kind of scared of it, but you're intrigued by it, but you're a little worried of what's going to happen next. And that's how I feel of like, damn, if they do that, what is it then? Because I'm too dumb, right? I'm a dumb guy. I'm a stupid person that went to Arizona State. I'm barely out of college mentally. And like, I'm like, oh, fuck, if they can do that, what is it the next thing they can do? Completely manipulate and control your entire life?
Yeah, or, can they clone you and make another you?
No, they certainly can do that.
Yeah, it's really crazy, man.
But so that scares me a little bit, right? Does that not scare you at all?
It does because it begs the question, like, will we be able to know what's real? You look at it already. People don't know what the real news is. They don't know what the real story is.
Right.
There's like 20 different people are inventing truths. They have their own version. They live
and
in
it's
that
totally
world.
Okay. And then because
we're already headed down that.
Well, because it's so fast, it's already over before it even got like.
Right.
So it happens. It's done. It happened. And then you're like, what?
Yeah.
But it already happened, I guess. But that was a truth or is that a lie? I don't even know anymore.
And nobody wants to know. They've moved on to the next thing. And then now when you're going to be able to simulate people and videos and you're going like, Jesus Christ, this is going to be a weird.
So what are you going to do with your kid?
I am going to move to China and surrender.
By the way, Beijing?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Booming, dude.
Booming.
When you see the cities in Asia, you're going like, oh, that's what American cities probably looked like in the 50s and 40s and 30s.
Booming.
And we were like, oh, because in the Industrial Revolution, we were the king. We were making everything here. We built these great cities
around. Last place, my friend.
Now they're doing that.
We're last place.
And you go to Rochester and you're going like, oh, we're over. Oh, that's what I've been feeling.
We don't have
that's
a chance.
That's the vibe. Now I can put my finger on it. We're done.
I do. I am royally impressed by the way that this business has secretly been taken over, and no one talks about how the influence, the foreign influence, is so heavy in our business that you're like, we know we're through. Hollywood knows it's burnt. Like they can feel it. They talk about it. They're aware of the manipulation, but like at what point then do we just go, well, it's not ours anymore? When do you just surrender?
Right.
When do you just go, well, it's not ours?
I mean,
because it's not anymore.
London, the Chinese have bought all of London. They've bought all of New York.
They got us.
They're buying all the cities.
They got us.
They're lending us money. They make all our shit.
Yeah. We think, you know what our problem was?
We just have to admit it.
Well, we thought we were hot shit for so long. We thought we were top dick. And you're like, bro, you're not shit. You're not shit. You're not, we're not, we're, the America's rhetoric of like, we're first place for so long. Well, it's like, you know what it's like? It's like the guy who's a junior becoming a senior. And he's like, best quarterback in the fucking state.
Yeah.
The freshman is like, okay, dude.
I got another analogy.
I'll smash the records.
Yeah.
I'll smash all your fucking bullshit records.
It's exactly
your shit. You're in your head because you weren't looking back. You thought we were, America's so arrogant that we never even look behind us. We're like, okay, oh, you're making something? They're like, yeah, yeah, we'll bury you.
We're like, America's like, another analogy.
Let's give it.
America's like a touring national headliner who came up during TV.
In the 90s.
China is like a podcast.
Yeah.
Just came and took over.
We're China.
We're China.
You and I are China.
Right now we're China.
Proud to be. Proud to be.
Right.
You know why? Because times are changing. America just couldn't keep up.
They no, were like, I think oh, pretty shit, soon you'll go to China and there'll be nail salons in China full of just blonde white women from America.
Good.
Yeah.
Insane. How funny.
You just walk at just four girls from Minnesota.
And then some Asian comic will be doing a racist white girl accent yeah. on stage about
or be talking about how white girls give happy endings and right. then white people will be like, and that's fucking racist.
Right, and then it'll flip and then we'll keep flipping this role over yeah. and over until it ends.
Until it ends.
You know what? In the meantime, come see us live. That's how I feel. You want to enjoy some good comedy?
Can't see him in Addison. It's sold the fuck out.
No.
Oh, you had a show?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's sold out.
It is, but you know what? Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
This pod is coming out when it's already happened. I was already in Addison.
How was it?
It was so good.
Yeah.
Honestly, we had to kick one guy out.
Yeah.
Michelle,
that
French guy,
French fucking
chef, that fat French fucking chef.
I told you.
At Addison.
I warned you about him.
Did you have fun, by the way?
I had a great time there.
Knowing yeah. that this episode is already going to be out when it's over, is yeah. it going to be good?
Oh, Addison?
Yeah.
You had a great time.
I had
yeah,
so much
you
fun.
Had a fucking great, except for Michelle.
What do you got? Do you have some dates in May, by the way? Do you have some May dates?
When's this coming out?
We're talking about this in May, beginning of May.
May 7th and 8th. This weekend, guys.
This weekend.
Come see me at the Celebrity Theater in Atlantic City, Bubba's. Come to Vegas's fucking drug-addicted stepbrother, Atlantic City. Come see me in that fucking shithole. I don't want to be here.
Go see my boy in Atlantic City.
And listen to Long Days, the podcast.
And listen to Long Days, please, the podcast. I'm coming to Atlantic City at the end of this month, at the
end
of May.
Are you sleeping over my house?
How could I not?
Okay.
Can I tell you something? I have nowhere else to go.
I'm sleeping over tonight. I have a hotel room, but I'm just sleeping over. And I want to just see you try to explain that to your wife.
Honestly?
Like, why is your girl sleeping over? I'm gonna climb in the bed in the middle of the night like I'm scared.
But can I tell you?
And you're just going to have to explain to her he has bad dreams.
But can I tell you? And this yeah. is not me bragging.
Uh-huh.
I got two extra bedrooms.
Ooh.
I got two of them for you.
Yeah.
Do they have a bed in them? No. But they're rooms.
They're rooms.
Nonetheless.
Yeah.
Can't afford a bed. But the rooms are there.
They're there.
You come in the room. You come in the bed. You do what you got to do. You take a nappy poo. I wake you up in the morning, bakey and eggies. Unless you're Muslim, you don't eat bacon.
I told you already. That's
my bad. You did say that. Yeah. You would follow him. Look, go see my sweet Jan Pop over in Atlantic City this weekend, depending on when this comes out. Just look on his website and see. Don't be annoying. That's that, Papa. Go watch Yanni Long Days because he is so funny, and I'm happy that you came. I love you while you were vegeting.
Yeah.
While you're vegeting here in LA.
I mean, you know, it's the vegan of visiting.
It's the vegan vegeting.
Yeah.
And we end every episode the same way. Look at the camera, say one word or one phrase. As soon as they get off camera, then you can do it. Take a second, think about it, and breathe, and do it when you're ready, okay?
Yeah. Surrender.
In here, we pour whiskey, 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 whiskey.
Creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers are hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.